Today's noon news is sponsored by TC Autoworks, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It is 81 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. More airstrikes are being traded between Israel and Iran, including a major Iranian strike on the largest hospital in southern Israel. This after the Israeli defense minister called for a regime change in Iran, saying the country's supreme leader cannot continue to exist. Israel says more than 270 people were hurt in Iranian strikes across the country. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Tel Aviv.
We know that over the past several days, they've been focusing on nuclear facilities and capabilities, they said, as well as taking out missile launchers, including some that they claimed that Iranians were trying to rehabilitate to use once again. The Israelis saying that they struck those locations.
President Trump is throwing another lifeline to TikTok, once again extending the deadline the Chinese firm ByteDance has to sell the popular social media platform, else it will face a ban in the U.S. This is ABC News. Some springtime vacations have been spoiled by extreme weather. A tropical storm that exploded into a hurricane has now made landfall near Acapulco.
In just a day and a half, Tropical Storm Eric intensified to Category 4 hurricane status with top sustained winds of 125 miles per hour. It dipped back down to Category 3 strength before making landfall this morning southeast of Acapulco. The forecast is for up to 15 inches of rain along Eric's path.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Ford is recalling nearly 200,000 vehicles due to a safety issue. According to the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, there's a risk that people in the back seat could get trapped due to the inability of entering or exiting that vehicle in an emergency. The models affected are some 2021 through 2025 Mustang Mach-E electric vehicles. And the Trump administration is ending a mental health hotline option tailored to LGBTQ plus youth. Mike Dabusky, ABC News.
Get your vehicle road trip ready with TC Auto Works in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, save $20 on a brake special, $15 off AC service and charge, and $10 off cabin air filter service plus. Get a free road trip multi-point inspection. And don't forget, TC Auto Works is your trusted local used car dealership with quality cars and trucks for sale right now. Visit 1201 U.S. Highway 14 East or call 383-1700. TC Auto Works. Service, sales, satisfaction.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 81 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for an extreme heat watch Saturday afternoon through Sunday evening in Vernon, Crawford, Richland, and Grant counties. Heat index values could reach near 105 during the afternoon. Take precautions to keep you and your pets and livestock safe. Our forecast for this afternoon calls for sunny to partly cloudy and warm, a high of 84. Tonight, mild with a 30% chance of a few showers or thunderstorms late, a low of 64. And tomorrow, showers and storms likely in the morning, then partly sunny, warm, and humid with a high of 84. In Richland Center, we have a sunny 81 degrees.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
It's currently 81 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News time is 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The heat and humidity are building. Meteorologist Brittany Merlo warns us to beware.
We're talking about 90-degree temperatures with 100-degree heat indices this weekend. It's time to be aware of signs of heat-related illnesses like heat stroke because it can happen fast and hydration is important. So we're simply sweating more because the air is muggy and it's full of water, so it's harder to evaporate the sweat off of us, which cools us down. And since our internal body temperatures can rise to unhealthy levels, it's why you should avoid strenuous activities in the high heat, or keep up on your water intake. Avoid sugary drinks and alcohol, as those work to dehydrate you even more. And if you start to feel dizzy, confused, with a sudden stop in sweating, it's time to get inside some AC. Or find a fan or a shaded area to cool down. If you continue, heat stroke is possible, and you may see stars, throw up, blackout, or wind up in the ER. Nearly 700 Wisconsinites visited emergency rooms for heat-related illnesses just last year, and 39 kids across the country died. Never leave them or pets inside of a car, even with the window cracked. After just 20 minutes on an 80-degree day, the CDC says the inside of the car is at 109 degrees Fahrenheit.
The extreme heat, which is forecast throughout Wisconsin over the next several days, could create conditions for pavement buckling. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is advising motorists to be alert and take extra caution. Pavement can buckle when the weather quickly goes from cool to very hot. This causes slabs of pavement to expand and push against one another. If the pressure becomes great enough, the pavement can buckle and create unexpected bumps or dips. While it's difficult to predict if or where buckling may occur, Wisconsin DOT offers these tips. Slow down, buckle up, and focus your full attention on the roadway. Watch for slowing traffic and be ready to move over for all roadside workers, including highway crews, as they repair damaged pavement. Before your trip, check the 511 travel information system for the latest on any incidents or delays. And if necessary, report serious pavement issues by calling 911. Be ready to provide specific location information. An update to an ongoing investigation in the city of Madison. A Wednesday afternoon statement from the State Division of Criminal Investigation said multiple state, local, and federal law enforcement agencies are involved. That includes the FBI, the State Crime Lab, Madison Police and Fire, Middleton Police, and the Rock County Sheriff's Office. The Wisconsin National Guard's 54th Civil Support Team is assisting with hazardous material expertise and decontamination. Multiple scenes related to the investigation include two on Madison's west side and a third near Camp Randall Stadium. The public is asked to avoid these active scenes, and there continues to be no threat to public safety or to neighbors who live near these active scenes as they are being processed. Two suspects are in custody. Law enforcement is not aware of any fatalities and, to preserve the integrity of the investigation, are unable to release additional details at this time. At the Capitol, Republicans propose an $87 million cut to the universities of Wisconsin. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer of Racine calls that completely unacceptable and said Wednesday that would have serious consequences for economies across Wisconsin. A cut like that could mean closed campuses. That proposed cut is a far cry from the UW System's requested $856 million budget increase, but something Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says his Republican caucus supports. Voss said, quote, "It's not about cutting money. What it is about, getting some kind of reforms to the broken process that we currently have," end quote. Voss referenced too much political correctness on campus and hate directed at Jewish students without explaining how cutting the budget would address those issues. Any budget containing that large a cut to the system could face a veto from Democratic Governor Tony Evers. A spokesman says UW system officials are astounded that Republican lawmakers are considering a budget cut. In a statement, University of Wisconsin Director of Media Relations, Mark Pitch, noted that the UW system budget has endured cuts for more than a decade, and Wisconsin has fallen to 44th out of 50 states nationally in public funding. Pitch said that it's not sustainable if Wisconsin wants to win the war for talent, and the proposed $87 million cut in state funding would put access and affordability in deep jeopardy. He said over 500 business leaders and 20 business organizations statewide signed a letter of support for more investment in the universities, and that a cut would be devastating to campuses and communities. Officials from Planned Parenthood say some of their locations in Wisconsin could close if the proposed federal budget bill passes. A measure in the proposed budget would prevent residents from using Badger Care to pay for the services they receive at Planned Parenthood, which could include routine health care or annual checkups. On top of losing that revenue, anti-abortion groups are also still looking for ways to close facilities that provide abortion services after state courts determined that an 1849 law did not ban consensual abortion in the state. Older U.S. adults are increasingly dying from unintentional falls, and white people account for the vast majority of the deaths. That's according to a new report from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that was published Wednesday. More than 41,000 retirement-age Americans died of falls in 2023. From 2003 to 2023, death rates from falls rose more than 70% for adults ages 65 to 74. The rate increased more than 75% for people 75 to 84, and more than doubled for seniors 85 and older. The CDC researchers did not try to answer why death rates from falls are increasing. A new report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found Wisconsin gets less funding per resident from the federal government than almost any other state. The report, based on 2022 federal tax data, found that Wisconsin ranked 41st in the country for the amount of federal funding received per resident. In total, the state received an average of a little less than $15,000 of federal funding per person. While Wisconsin ranks towards the bottom of that list, experts are still warning that further federal budget cuts could have a significant impact on the state. A new study shows just how much money you need to live comfortably in Wisconsin. It's important to know what living comfortably means. According to Smart Asset, that includes paying your bills, having adequate housing, and being able to afford hobbies, the occasional vacation, and a rare emergency. In Wisconsin, to make that happen as a single person, you need to make $87,000. For a family of four, it's about $225,000. That means Wisconsin is actually one of the cheaper states, coming in at 37th. Wisconsin could see a sharp-tailed grouse hunt for the first time in years this fall. Last week, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Sharp-tailed Grouse Advisory Committee met to review population data and make their recommendation to the agency. The committee decided to recommend a hunting season for the first time since 2018. They say conservation and habitat restoration projects over recent years have helped the sharp-tailed grouse population bounce back. If approved by the DNR, the hunt would be held from October 18th to November 9th. It's currently a sunny 82 degrees in Richland Center at 12:17. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide received this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a 4-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's 82 degrees in Richland Center at 12:19. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Many thousands enjoy the 50th Dairy Days 1950 in Richland County. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to contentmpl.org, digital collection ID number 7343, taken from the Richland Democrat June 29, 1950. A great variety of entertainment well pleases the overflow crowds. Pretty Jenna Roan reigns as queen. a parade that sets new high marks for both beauty and participation. A night crowd attracts park's biggest throng. All that in an article that reads as follows. In eclipsing the attendance records of any community event held in the city, past quarter century from now to 1950, it was the June Dairy Days. It must be put down on record as the most thoroughly successful and entertaining event that in upwards of 15 years, the people said, a variety of times, both for Thursday night, testing the entertainment value, hospitality, and it extended from that a businessman's interest in the city for the Friday evening Chamber of Commerce. Dairy Days was one of the most pleasant celebrations that could be arranged, and smiling faces, along with the weather, was added to the smiles of pleasure throughout the weekend. Dairy Days was organized from the beginning by more than just the attention of the chief industry of dairy. It was for fun and entertainment in Richland Center. Just to tribute the prominence of dairy industry in the county and throughout, paid honor to four dairymen through the names of the Dairy Queen, Jenna Roan, and cheese sandwiches and milk were served to over 12,000 people in the county. Through this preparation, many fine dairy product winners were made apparent. The floats in the parade, it stressed the dairy industry. Beyond all this, the entertainment was a key part. It was planned for a full year. The experience that was gained in 1949's Dairy Days charted the course for the committee for 1950. It wasn't merely that these scheduled events during the Dairy Days suggested that dairy importance in the county, but it meant that the many hours of hard work preparing for that day, and there were no grumbles from anyone that attended. In fact, the businessmen, the agriculture, and the city itself, the city officials, they were very pleased. The life in the county is a good one, and Dairy Days is a key part. Dairy Days is typical to Richland Center and the Richland Center community in that it has a fine community connection. It all called for the praise of a metropolitan press and many radio stations throughout the area, including Richland Center. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, titled A Story of a Pioneer Woman in Richland County.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Akey School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Akey School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
The Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce will be hosting the 4th Annual Taste of the Hills at Crosscut Park Saturday from 4 to 9. Christy Adsit is the president of the Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce.
The weather looks awesome. It's going to be hot, but it should be an awesome event. Lots of good food, lots of good music. We just need a lot of people to come out and enjoy it. We kind of took the event over from the hospital. They had originally done it for their people that make donations and everything as a little thank you to them. And they were not able to facilitate any longer. So then the chamber took it over here about 4 years ago. And we've kind of modeled it a little bit more closer to like Madison, Taste of Madison, where people can come. You buy tickets at the gate. Tickets are $2 each. And then you can use those tickets to buy food from the various vendors, food and drink from the various vendors that we have on site.
The event will include a variety of food vendors.
We're going to have RC Taco, TKO Barbecue will be there, Steve's Pizza from Viroqua, Romeo's for the Love of Good Food, and they were there last year as well, Utter Brothers from Boscobel, Appalicious Pie Depot from over at Gay's Mills, and Christy Sunnyside will be there as well.
Food portions are sized so attendees can sample a variety of items. While enjoying your food, Adsit invites you to bring your lawn chair, relax, and enjoy the music.
Our opening act is Shalene Grunwald. She is from the Prairie du Chien area. I had also spent some time in Nashville. She sings a lot of pop country type music. Is a very good entertainer. And then following her up, we'll have Three Souls. They're a local band. Jeff Behrens is part of that band. They do a lot of 70s and 80s, but we're really looking forward to have them be entertainment for that night.
There is no admission charge to Taste of the Hills.
When you come into the park, there's no fee to enter. If you want to just come in and listen to the music, there's no fee to do that. The only thing you need to buy tickets for is if you want to purchase food or drink. And you can buy those right at the entryway. And cash, or I believe we will have where you could use like a debit card. But if you have cash, that always works the best. And you can buy the tickets, you know, as many as you need to start with. And you can always come back and buy more throughout the event.
Tickets are priced at $2 each. Please, no carry-ins. That's Taste of the Hills Saturday from 4 to 9 at Crosscut Park in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:26. Today's vital statistics are next.
With Driftless Area Group, our knowledge expands beyond real estate. We offer a variety of insurance, land surveying, and interior design services. With so many unique skills residing in one special team, we work together to help you achieve all your needs. Whether it be real estate or insurance, we are your trusted partners. Start your journey with us today by visiting our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our office at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Prepare for the upcoming season with the Ready and Rolling sales event at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Currently, significant savings are available for pre-orders of select New Holland equipment. You can benefit from discounts of up to $10,500 on roll belt round balers and up to $7,500 on disc blind disc mower conditioners. Simpson's Tractor provides a comprehensive range of equipment for cutting and baling operations, ensuring efficiency and performance, supported by attractive offers and rebates. These promotional offers conclude on June 30th. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your authorized New Holland dealer in Richland Center, to take advantage of these opportunities today.
It's 81 degrees in Richland Center at 12:28. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. John Frank Kataravic, 98 of Cazenovia, died May 26th. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The Cazenovia American Legion McNamara Jasper Post 491 will provide military honors at the funeral home. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Memorials can be made to a charity of your choice or Zion Lutheran Church in Laval. John Kataravic is survived by his wife Jeanette, son Lon and Patty Kataravic of Prairie du Sac, two grandsons, five great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews, other relatives, friends, and neighbors. John Frank Kataravic, 98 of Cazenovia. William Cairns, age 73, died June 5th. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 11 to 3 at the Muscadet Park Lion Shelter. Memorials may be made to the Muscadet Public Library. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. William Cairns is survived by his mother, Vernette, four brothers, two sisters, and many nieces, nephews, and cousins. William Cairns, age 73. Dolores Lori Grell, 88 of Gotham, died Monday at our house in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Brown Church Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Lori Grell is survived by her husband of almost 69 years, Junior, three children, Mitzi and Paul Rosawiski of Eagle, Chip Grell of Gotham, and Don Eno of Spring Green. Six grandchildren, a great-granddaughter, brothers and sister, Patricia and Gary Chapman of Texas, Bryce and Sue Wanless of Texas, Art Wanless of Ohio, and Ronald Wanless of Janesville. Also many other relatives and friends. Dolores Lori Grell, 88, of Gotham. Fred Hostler, 93, of Waseca, died May 12th in La Crosse. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel Saturday from 9 to noon. Burial will be at the Bagley Cemetery with military honors. In lieu of flowers, donations to Sugar Creek Bible Camp or St. John's Lutheran Church are appreciated. Fred Hostler is survived by four children, Kurt Hostler of Waseca, Thomas and Nancy Hostler of Gutenberg, Iowa, Philip and Ione Hostler of Walsenburg, Colorado, and Trish and Scott Brugman of Steuben. Five grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, and special friend Mary Lenz of Waseca. Fred Hostler, 93, of Waseca. Lorraine Ann Schramm, 87, of Lone Rock, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Button Cemetery in Buena Vista Township. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 8:30 until the time of service at 11. Lorraine Schramm is survived by her partner, Orrin Howard, two children, Michelle and Mike and Chris Schramm, son-in-law, Walt Neverman, four grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, and a nephew. Lorraine Ann Schramm, 87, of Lone Rock. Richard N. Hackle, 83, of Muscadet, died June 9th. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church, with military rites to be provided by the Muscadet American Legion Post 85. Burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Saturday from 9 until the time of the departure to the church at 11:45. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Muscadet Fire or EMS. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Rich Hackle is survived by his wife Dorothy, two sons, Jeffrey and Judy Hackle and John Hackle, all of Muscadet, a daughter, Jeannie and Craig Kinney of Richland Center, four grandchildren, two great-granddaughters, and many other relatives and friends. Richard N. Hackle, 83, of Muscadet. Jeanette C. Slade, 75, of Madison and formerly of Boscobel, died May 6th at home. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel Sunday from 1 until 3. Burial will be in the Waseca Cemetery. Jeanette Slade is survived by her sister, Phyllis Sander of Waseca, a nephew and nieces. Jeanette C. Slade, 75, of Madison and formerly of Boscobel. Wade Aaron McLeod, 51, of Spring Green, died unexpectedly last Thursday. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. A private burial will be held in the Eastside Cemetery in Dodgeville. Friends may call at the funeral home Monday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church. Wade McLeod is survived by his mother, Jane McLeod of Spring Green, aunts, along with cousins and friends. Wade Aaron McLeod, 51, of Spring Green. Georgine A. Worthington, 91, of Richland Center, died Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Private family burial will be held in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Georgine Worthington is survived by 6 children, Donna and David Sharp of Hub City, Richard Worthington of Melrose, David and Kelly Worthington of Richland Center, Joanne and Dick Haganaw of Duran, Brendan Bob DeMont of Stoughton, and Sarah Christian of Richland Center. 11 grandchildren, 16 great-grandchildren, a great-great-granddaughter, sister Phyllis Novak of Fergus Falls, Minnesota, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and special friends. Georgine A. Worthington, 91, of Richland Center. Clarence Daniel Whip, 73, of Richland Center, died Wednesday. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Wednesday at Grace Life Church in Richland Center, with burial in the English Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Tuesday from 4 to 7. Friends may also call at Grace Life Church Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of service at 11. Clarence Whip is survived by his wife Lillian, 5 children, Jeannie and Ben Hofer, Brandon and Samantha Whip, Amanda and Eric Mattis, Robert and Hannah Whip, and Karen Eskint Whip, 17 grandchildren, many brothers and sisters, nieces and nephews, cousins and friends. Clarence Daniel Whip, 73, of Richland Center. Shirley Jean Carley, 84, of Richland Center, died Monday at home. A celebration of life will be held Monday, June 30th at 11 o'clock at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Monday, June 30th, from 9 until the time of service at 11. Shirley Carley is survived by her husband of nearly 66 years, Bernard Bunn, 4 children, Peggy and Tony Merwin, Tina and Dave Rappi, Bernard Bunn Carley Jr., and David and Anna Carley, 8 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, 6 siblings, Bruce and Annie Jackson, Bob and Faith Jackson, Sharon and Ed Statz, Jim and Rosie Jackson, Tom and Kathy Jackson, and Danny and Heather Jackson, many nieces, nephews, and extended family members. Shirley Jean Carley, 84, of Richland Center.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting, to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Marty and Kim Johnson, Ryan and Crystal Peterson, Ian and Spring Duffy, and Tino and Jesse Gomez. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some nice sunshine across the southern part of Wisconsin today with seasonably warm temperatures. Meanwhile, there is a disturbance tracking across the north half of the state. There's been a couple of spotty showers associated with that. Moving into central Wisconsin right now, looks like most of those will stay off to the north and east of our area this afternoon. Maybe tonight one or two of them could clip us as some more activity rolls in from Minnesota. Tomorrow morning, though, could be widespread rain across the states as a larger weather system comes through. Some places could see over a half inch. Once that moves away, it should turn out to be a fairly quiet Friday afternoon. We are anticipating some hot and humid air to pour in for the weekend. That's the big story there. Temperatures will be soaring to near record levels. That combined with the high humidity will push the heat indices up into the 100s during the afternoons. You definitely want to be careful with that to avoid heat-related illnesses. We'll still be on the hot side into Monday, but it looks like a cold front should be moving in by Monday night and Tuesday. Forecast for the rest of today, sunny to partly cloudy as temperatures reach around 84 degrees. West wind 5 to 13 becoming southwest later. Chance of a spotty shower or thunderstorm later tonight, low at 64. Tomorrow, rain and storms likely in the morning, then partly sunny, warm and humid, high near 84. Over the weekend, there's an extreme heat watch for much of our area Saturday afternoon through Sunday evening. Saturday should be partly cloudy to sunny, very hot and sticky and breezy, high up to 94. Sunday, another sweltering hot and muggy day. There should be a nice breeze, though, with lots of sunshine. Low at 74, high 95. Monday, increasing clouds, hot and humid. Chance of thunderstorms later in the day. Low in the mid-70s, high of 90. Cooler on Tuesday with rain likely, high 81 degrees. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
It's currently a sunny 81 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 71, our low this morning was 57. Our high so far today, 83. The record high for this date was set in 1953 at 96 degrees. The record low, 42, was set in 1970. Last year's high was 83 with a low of 66. Sunset tonight will be at 8:45, with sunrise tomorrow at 5:21. Currently in Richland Center, we have east-northeast winds at 11 to 12 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 30.02. Relative humidity is 49%. And we have received 7/100ths of an inch of precipitation so far today. It is a sunny 81 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
From intern to CEO, you'll meet the new executive head at Organic Valley today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. 2.5 months ago, Shauna Nelson became the CEO of Organic Valley, a farmer-owned cooperative based in Lafarge, Wisconsin. Nelson started as an intern there 20 years ago and worked up through the ranks. She has a handle on why Organic Valley has been successful.
I think it really comes down to consumers understanding where their food comes from and recognizing the importance of nutritious farm-to-table food, right? And so when you look at us, really our quality and what you can expect out of Organic Valley starts on farm. And we make sure that we produce high quality, nutrient dense food from our farms that then translates through to our supply chains.
In an appearance on the Food Talk podcast, Nelson was bullish on Organic Valley's future.
When we consider how vibrant our cooperative model is, the future looks bright. Because even though there's challenges, and certainly we could get into conversations about potential market disruptions that we're seeing based on factors and food inflation and all of those areas, but I think it starts with farmers working together and farmers making sure that their voice is being heard, whether it's with regulatory folks or more importantly within their cooperative and their marketplace.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Tropical weather might influence our growing conditions. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Brownfield Ag meteorologist Greg Solier is watching how tropical weather develops to predict growing conditions for the Midwest later this summer.
We talk about the tropics because when they come up out of the eastern Gulf, up along the Appalachians or the Outer Banks, the western sections of the Atlantic, the weather kind of stops, if you will. So if you're locked into heat and dry, you stay there for a good part of the rest of the mid to late summertime. If you've had the timely rains, you kind of stay in a wetter pattern.
He tells Brownfield flash droughts are possible across the plains in July and August.
Areas that have seen rain, maybe some areas to the Mississippi Valley, and I think will be in relatively good order going east from there, maybe even too wet in some areas of the far east and southeastern Corn Belt.
Solier says an El Nino will also influence U.S. weather for at least another month, which typically means wetter than normal conditions in the south and warmer and drier conditions to the north. The industry continues to watch the number of cattle placed into feed yards. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has a preview of this week's Cattle on Feed report.
Mississippi State University Extension Ag Economist Josh Maple says there are some seasonal patterns in placements.
We typically see a pop here.
Placements in April were down. Maple says that's similar to 2024.
And then as we went into May, we jumped up nearly 300,000 head from where we were in April last year. So I'm expecting a rebound. I think we're kind of seeing that bounce back and forth a little bit. Now, the question is how much?
He tells Brownfield.
Are we actually going to bump back on those five-year average numbers that we've seen. I just don't see how we do that. I really don't.
The average of pre-report estimates has all cattle on feed down a little more than 1% and cattle placed down nearly 6%. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
The vice president of fertilizer with StoneX Group says increasing tensions in the Middle East are impacting global nitrogen prices. Josh Linville says the escalating Israel-Iran conflict has sent urea prices sharply higher as both countries slow production.
We're up 75, 80 bucks a ton. And the crazier thing is, if you look at the price volatility, we're going to be looking at price movements of well over $100 a ton in a matter of 4 or 5 days of trading.
He tells Brownfield that Egypt's production has also been reduced, and the Russia-Ukraine war was already squeezing global supplies.
If you look at oil from last year's number, 2024, Iran was the third largest urea exporter in the world. Egypt was number four. Russia, number one.
Linville says the timing of the price spike means most U.S. farmers should just keep an eye on the situation. Linville says Iran is also a top 10 global exporter of anhydrous ammonia, and Israel is the fourth largest potash producer in the world, but there have been no reports of production interruptions for those key ag inputs. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
They say seeing is believing, and nothing catches the eye like the 7 bushel per acre yield advantage of Veltima fungicide over other fungicides. But don't just take our word for it. See it for yourself. Run a comparison of Veltima fungicide, enter the Real Results Yield Challenge, and experience the difference it makes in your fields. And when you share your experience with us, you'll get a chance to win a 2-year lease on a new truck. Sign up at yieldchallenge.basf.us. No purchase necessary. See official rules for details. Always read and follow label directions.
Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's weekly livestock market update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the weekly livestock market update each week on Brownfield.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
Understanding the complexities of beef imports. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Roundfield Livestock Market Report brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. The USDA has projected beef imports to continue to rise. There have been some questions about why the U.S. imports so much beef. Josh Maples, a livestock economist with Mississippi State University Extension, says the answer is complex.
I think it was Darrell Peel at Oklahoma State did a study a couple of years ago about what it would take for us to produce enough lean trim in the United States to mix with 50% fat beef that we've got coming off of our fed cattle. And the study was basically like, we would have to completely revamp the way that we produce beef here. Like, if we're not going to bring it in from somewhere else, then we're basically going to have to start raising cull cows. You know, you're going to have to take a big set of your heifers that normally would be productive members of your herd. And instead of producing them as fat cattle or as beef cows, you've got to kind of raise them to be lean trim, which is just wild, right? And we know that that's not the most productive or economically efficient use of those cattle.
He tells Brownfield,
if you try to oversimplify imports and exports, you're going to make a big mistake, no matter how you look at it, because these markets are incredibly complex and connected. And if you think about all the products that we get out of a beef carcass or any animal, you think about all the different products that get produced from that, it's really, really complicated and interconnected. And markets are going to find the most efficient use of things. And as long as there's not prohibitive restrictions in place, markets are going to find the way to produce as much as they can as cheap as possible. That's how our system tends to work. You know, I think a lot of people see these really high import numbers and they immediately, they don't like those. And to be completely fair, there are some imports that really do directly compete with some of the things that we produce here. I don't want to hide that or overshadow that. But the bulk of what we're bringing in right now is actually adding value to the beef that we're producing here.
I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Brownfield Ag News has a new podcast that focuses on the latest advancements and breakthroughs in the agricultural sector. This weekly podcast features interviews about cutting-edge technologies, practices, and research that are transforming farming and food production. Each episode delves into the latest developments in the field, offering insights into how new innovations are reshaping farming, improving efficiency, and addressing global challenges. The program aims to keep agricultural professionals, researchers, and enthusiasts informed about the rapidly evolving field of agriculture. By highlighting new technologies and practices, it helps listeners stay ahead of industry trends and make informed decisions about adopting innovations in their own work. The Innovations in Agriculture podcast is available in the Agra America podcast directory or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, this is Chase Hester, 21 Timstock Auction Realty, with sales results and upcoming events. Large squares topped at $200 a ton and large rounds at $105 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Looking to sell any implement or farm machinery? We are looking for more consignments for our machinery sale. Coins, boats, tools, antiques, marbles, and more. Online only, ending June 25th at 6 p.m. Soft close. To view, go to www.timstockauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Hester. Have a great day.
Most of the Corn Belt's expected to see a turn to significantly hotter temperatures. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Rich Nelson, chief strategist at Allendale, tells Brownfield that while hotter temperatures are expected to set in across much of the region over the near term, the markets are only viewing it as a minor issue for now.
We've really kind of reined back our prior concerns that we used to have about the heat issue. As long as it is kind of matched up with some type of reasonable moisture, I think a lot of us are kind of negating this issue. And if you're looking at the current two-week forecast, we pretty much have all areas but the Dakotas covered up with some pretty good rains. For the most part, two-week rains are basically 2 inches at a minimum, so normal. And most areas will see a little higher than that. So I'm not ready to have a little concern about this developing new crop here just yet.
Now let's head over to Megan Grebner. Megan?
Thanks, John. The USDA continues to watch the number of cattle placed into feed yards. Mississippi State University Extension Ag economist Josh Maple says there are some seasonal patterns in placements.
You know, as we get into May, that we typically see a pop here.
Placements for April were down. Maple says that's very similar to 2024.
And then as we went into May, we jumped up nearly 300,000 head from where we were in April last year. So I'm expecting a rebound. I think we're kind of seeing that bounce back and forth a little bit. Now, the question is how much?
He tells Brownfield.
Are we actually going to bump back on those five-year average numbers that we've seen? I just don't see how we do that. I really don't.
The average pre-report estimates has all cattle on feed down a little more than 1% and cattle placed down nearly 6%. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Steps the agriculture industry is taking to protect pollinators. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Pollinators are responsible for one out of every three bites of food we take. And today, more than ever, the agriculture industry knows how important it is to protect those pollinators. Katie Savinelli, the head of U.S. Crop Protection for Syngenta, says stewardship matters and farmers and industry professionals are focused on properly handling treated seeds.
Proper stewardship treated seeds starts, at the point when the actual coating is made. And so we've done a lot of research to ensure that the coating on the seed sticks very well, it flows through the machine, it could be used in different circumstances. And so it really starts there. And then it goes on to where the farmer is, if the farmer's making the planting, the farmer's using that. And then also being aware of, potential dust is a potential harm. So it goes from the very beginning when the seed's first treated all the way to planting time with types of spillage or whatever, making sure that the seeds are either covered up or put back in the container.
In 2019, the Growing Matters Coalition launched the Be Sure initiative, which promotes the responsible use of neonicotinoid pesticides in agriculture. Its primary goal is to protect pollinators. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Our 1 o'clock news update is sponsored today by Richland Family Prescription Center, open Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 6, offering handicapped accessibility, durable medical equipment, Medicaid and Medicare services and delivery. Experience friendly caring service because your health is their priority.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubosky. The attacks between Israel and Iran are intensifying, with more than 270 people injured in strikes across Israel this morning, according to that country's emergency services.